From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With 4 days to go, there is no resolution in sight to the debt ceiling crisis. It's unclear if Congress can agree on a compromise bill to avert default. One big problem, there is no such bill. Not yet. The House today is voting on a revised version of Speaker John Boehner's plan after he couldn't find the votes to pass it yesterday. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are poised to move forward on their own proposal, hoping to attract Republicans. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Speaking this morning at the White House, President Obama noted the House was set to vote on a bill raising the debt ceiling for possibly 6 months that was opposed by a majority of senators, both Democratic and Republican. He added that he, too, opposed House Speaker John Boehner's proposal, since it calls for yet another debt ceiling showdown early next year.
And today I urge Democrats and Republicans in the Senate to find common ground on a plan they can get support from both parties in the House. A plan that I can sign by Tuesday.
That is not the bill, though, that Republicans brought to the House floor this afternoon. During debate on a rule allowing no amendments, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern noted the bill had changed overnight after House Republicans failed to muster enough support to put it to a vote yesterday.
The rule today paves the way for a bill that's even a worse bill than the one the Republicans were forced to pull from the floor yesterday.
Bowing to demands by conservative holdouts, GOP leaders changed the bill so it no longer simply requires that both chambers of Congress vote on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. The revised bill now demands that both chambers pass such an amendment by two-thirds majorities before the debt ceiling can be raised again next year. That change clearly pleased conservatives such as Georgia Republican Rob Woodall.
Now, as someone who comes from one of the most conservative districts in the country, I think that's fantastic. More moving to the right. Let's keep on moving. There's a lot more space over there. Let's move some more over to the right.
In the Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid warned that he was ready to bring out his own bill, which is similar to Boehner's, but raises the debt ceiling beyond next year's elections.
No matter how long Republicans delay, the deadline will not move. We have hours, I repeat, hours to act. That's why by the end of the day, today, I must take action on the Senate's compromise legislation.
Reid said if all goes as planned, a final Senate vote on his legislation would take place Tuesday morning, August 2nd, the deadline for raising the debt ceiling. New York Democrat Charles Schumer called on his GOP colleagues to get behind Reid's bill.
Since it will be the last train leaving the station, we expect Senate Republicans to give it a long, careful look. It would be hard to imagine that the Republicans in the Senate would actually filibuster the nation into a default.
Both Schumer and Reid implored Republicans to make suggestions that might make Reid's proposal more bipartisan. They got nothing from Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Our Democratic friends here in the Senate have offered no solutions to this crisis that could pass either chamber. Not one. Instead, all day long yesterday, we got chest-thumping comments about how we're going to kill any piece of legislation that comes over from the House, that it's dead on arrival.
Today, there was no such chest-thumping, just anxious entreaties for a bipartisan deal to avert default. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.